He stood up from his bed and carefully walked towards the window, being careful to not make any unnecessary noise that might give his unfriendly cellmate a reason to wake up. He looked outside and saw the familiar, dense, dark forest stretching miles over the horizon. The sanatorium was situated not on top, but rather along the side of a large mountain in West Virginia. He couldn't be sure, but by the looks of the scenery, he assumed that it was the Appalachian Mountain Range. Miles down at the foot of the mountain was a large river, the rapid-moving kind that campers like to go kayaking in. That separates another mountain range on the opposite side from where Ed was glancing out the window. Mountains that were visible during the day, but not so visible on a dark, rainy night. He was only aware of their presence from having observed them before. The rain was starting to subside, allowing him to observe the landscape a little more clearly, though it was still difficult to make out much detail. He scanned his eyes once more over the horizon and could now make out the outlines of the mountains more clearly. The trees were also more visible, having shed much of their leaves to survive for the cold winter, leaving only their vital core. He breathed a sigh of relief from the stressful night and was glad things didn't escalate any more than they did. As he turned away from the window, however, he noticed a small, faint light coming from the woods on the opposite mountain far off in the distance, emitting a soft orange glow over the forests near the peak. He shifted his attention towards observing this odd detail. This was very strange. Was it a fire? A campfire, perhaps. But who could be out in these woods, seemingly in the middle of nowhere, with no nearby towns or civilization, in woods that are close to a well-known mental institute for the criminally insane, in the middle of a cold winter night? Ed was baffled at the thought.